Now dictation for Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Bailey, B as in boy, A-I-L-E-Y, April 2149. Address is selected to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Gaiman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-T-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Gaiman, follow up for Mr. Bailey. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, low potassium, last visit October. A persistent cough through the years. He takes ACE inhibitors, Quinapril, Q-U-I-N-A-P-R-I-L, which apparently has been recalled, so that needs to be changed. We are going to start a comparable dose with losartan 25 milligrams, might have the benefit of no cough. Denies hospital visit, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Weight is stable, 234, 233. Denies changes in urination, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review on ACE inhibitors, potassium, HCTC, as well as potassium sparing diuretics, triamterene, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N. Cholesterol medications, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 166.72, no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, overweight, no ischemo-causal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is from January, creatinine 1.4, which is stable over time. Persistently low potassium 3.4 with a normal sodium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph. PKD stage 3. I think is very slowly progressive without symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Prior workup, no obstruction, urinary retention, and no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Next number, prior exposure to celebrate discontinued. Next number, hypertension in the office, not well controlled. We've been assuming primary hypertension. However, he has persistently low potassium. It's true that he is on a high dose of HCTC. At the same time, the effect of ACE inhibitors, potassium, and potassium-sparing diuretics appears not to compensate for potential renal losses from diuretics. There is no gastrointestinal losses. We might need to assess for aldosterone activity. I will not change any medications for the testing of renin and aldosterone. The value will be if a very high aldosterone level might be significant, might pointed us to go further in that direction. Next number, overweight. Next number, other parameters associated to kidney disease, all of them appears to be stable. We will follow over time. End of dictation.